Hello, I'm calling from the Massachusetts Broadband Institute. We want to hear from you about your experiences with internet service, access to devices, and digital skills. First of all, to make sure we have a fair representation of your area, what is your age?
I'm sorry, could you start that again? I didn't hear most of that.
No problem. I'm calling on behalf of the Massachusetts Broadband Institute, and we want to hear from you about your experiences with internet service, access to devices, and digital skills. So to make sure we have a fair representation of your area, what is your age?
77.
Thank you. And how would you describe your gender?
Male.
And how would you describe your race or ethnicity?
White.
Thank you. And what is the highest level of schooling that you have completed?
Master's degree.
And which of the following plans do you currently have? A data plan or a cell phone? Yes or no?
Data plan?
Plan for a cell phone, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, and a home internet service plan? Yes or no?
Yes.
And which company is your current internet service provider? Aspen, Netblazer, Xfinity, Starry, or Verizon?
Infinity.
And how well does your home internet service work? Not good enough to meet my needs or good enough to meet my needs?
I'd say in between.
I just have two options. Which one shall I record for you? Good enough or not good enough to meet my needs?
Probably good enough.
And how would you describe the affordability of your home internet service? Would you say it's very unaffordable, somewhat unaffordable, somewhat affordable, or very affordable?
Somewhat affordable.
And how often do you experience each of the following with your home internet connection? Drop connection?
Well, maybe once a month.
But would you say you experience not at all frequently, not too frequently, somewhat frequently, or very frequently?
Somewhat frequently.
And low connection speeds?
Well, we're wireless, so it's slow, but that's because we're wireless. What are your options?
But somewhat frequently, do you experience that very frequently, not too frequently, or not at all?
Not wireless for the internet.
Not frequently.
Not too frequently. And how often will you say you use the internet? Almost all the time, many times a day, a few times a day, once a day, a few times a week, once a week or less, rarely or never?
Almost all the time.
And which of the following do you regularly use the internet for? Using social media, general internet searching, or applying for benefits or resources for you and your family, finding transportation information, reading the news, searching and applying for a job, healthcare or telehealth services, participating in your local community, for work, or none of the above?
Do I have to pick just one?
You can select all that apply.
Okay, so we do information. We don't do social media,
okay.
But we do TV, internet searches, and then local community things.
Okay, thank you. And which of the following do you regularly use to access the internet? A workplace computer, a library or community center, school, college, or university, public space such as a park or government building, a business such as a restaurant, cafe, or bookstore, weak free Wi-Fi, a friend or family member, home, or none of these?
Home.
But from the list, do you use the internet regularly? A friend or family member's home, weak free Wi-Fi, a business such as a restaurant, cafe, or bookstore, public space such as park or government building, school, college, or university, a library, or workplace, or computer? Or none of
those? No, it's just
at home.
None of those. Just at home.
Thank you. And how frequently would you say you use the City of Boston weak free Wi-Fi network, which allows you to connect to the internet for free in public spaces? Would you say it's not at all, not too frequently, somewhat, very frequently, or you don't know what weak free Wi-Fi is?
We don't live in Boston, so we don't use any of them.
Okay. And have you heard about the affordable connectivity program that provides discount internet service for low-income households?
No, but we don't qualify for it.
Okay. And does everyone in your household have access to the devices they need to meet their everyday needs for internet use, like computers, smartphones, tablets, or other internet-enabled devices? Yes or no?
Yes. Yes.
And which of the following devices do you use regularly to access the internet? Tablet, laptop computer, desktop computer, or cell phone?
All those.
Okay. Just let me select all of those. And which of the following best describes the laptop you use to access the internet most often? It provided by Tech Goes Home, We Own the Laptop, provided by Child School, or provided by the Public Library Long-Term Lending Program, or other?
So, what was the question again?
Which of the following best describes the laptop you use to access the internet most often? Provided by Tech Goes Home, We Own the Laptop, provided by Child School, or provided by the Public Library Long-Term Lending Program?
We own the laptop.
Thank you. And now we're almost done with the survey. We're at 50%. Thank you for your time. How confident will you feel using the internet for each of the following? The first one, general internet searching. Will you say you feel not confident at all, not too confident, somewhat, or very confident?
Very confident.
Transportation information? Very, somewhat, not too confident, or not at all?
Very.
Healthcare or telehealth services? Very, somewhat,
we don't
not too confident, or not at all?
Not at all. We don't use it.
And searching and applying for a job? Will you say you feel very confident, somewhat, not too confident, or not at all?
Not applicable.
And the last two, applying for benefits for your family? Very confident, somewhat,
yep.
Not too confident, or not at all?
Not used. I don't know what the category you put that in. We just don't use it.
No problem. And the last one, participating in your local community. Would you say you feel very confident, somewhat, not too confident, or not at all?
Very confident.
Thank you. And have you ever taken any classes to improve your digital skills? Yes or no?
No.
And would you be interested in digital skills training if it were offered free of charge? Yes or no?
No.
And how concerned are you, if at all, about internet safety? Would you say you're not at all concerned, not too concerned, somewhat concerned, or very concerned?
Very concerned.
And which of the following are you concerned about? That I or a loved one could be harassed or abused online, that I could be tracked or surveilled, or that I or a loved one could get scammed or tricked, that my data could get stolen or used without my consent, or none of these?
They don't want the data used without our consent or spam.
Okay. And do you use any tools or resources to stay safe online, yes or no?
Yes.
And which of the following tools do you use to stay safe online? Password Manager, Secure Boston, Firewall, Antivirus Software, or Dual Authenticator Login, or other?
Other.
Can you please specify which tool do you use to stay safe online?
Trying to remember.
Okay, it's like an antivirus software, or...
Yeah, we buy subscribe to a software that is installed in our laptops and our desktop.
And now we're almost done again. We're 75 now. Thank you again for your patience. How frequently do you use the City of Boston website? Will you say it's more than weekly, a few times a month, monthly, less than monthly, or never?
Less than monthly.
And when you use the City of Boston website, how well does it work for you? Very well, somewhat, not so well, or not at all?
Not applicable.
Okay. And the last few questions. How many, just for statistical purposes only, how many people, including yourself, currently live in your household?
Two.
And how many children under the age of 18 currently live in your household?
None.
And do you live in affordable housing, yes or no?
No.
And what languages are spoken regularly at home?
English.
And were you born on the island of Puerto Rico in the mainland United States or in another country?
Mainland.
And which of the following best describes you? Heterosexual, straight, gay or lesbian or bisexual?
Heterosexual.
And are you transgender, yes or no?
No.
And did you serve on active duty in the U.S. Armed Forces, yes or no?
Yes.
And do you identify as a person with disability, yes or no?
No.
And do you belong to a North American indigenous, native, or tribal group, yes or no?
No.
And do you receive or take part in any of the following government programs, MassHealth or Medicaid, SSP or State Supplement Program, SNAP or Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, WIC, Women, Infants and Children, or Social Security Income, or none of the above?
No, none of the above.
And were you ever permanently incarcerated, yes or no?
No.
And the last question, last year, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Just stop me when I get the right category that contains your income, please. It's below $25,000, between $25,000 and $40,000, between $40,000 and $60,000, between $60,000 and $80,000, between $80,000 and $100,000, or between $100 and $150,000, or more than $150,000?
Yes, between $100,000 and $150,000.
And thank you for taking the survey. This concludes the survey, and thank you so much for your participation. Your opinion is extremely important for us, and thanks again for your help. Have a great day.
Okay. Good luck.
Thank you. Bye.